Don't you think life is better in today's world?
Well, life is pretty good in today's world, but it wasn't so bad then. We used to play kick the can, no bears out tonight. If we were in the house, we'd play things like Monopoly and card games. We'd play a lot of Go Fish and Old Maid and stuff like that. But outdoors, we were usually always outdoors. The kids in the neighborhood would get together in the evenings and we'd play No Bears Out Tonight. You know, we'd run along. The bears would all hide and we'd run along singing, No Bears Out Tonight. Papa killed them all last night. And then the bears would come out growling. And if they caught you, you were bear food, you know, and stuff like that. But the weather was always a big thing in our lives. If it was wintertime, all the farmers had big sleighs, and they'd haul hay and stuff on their sleighs and stuff like this. But once in a while in the evenings, they'd put their team of big horses on the sleigh and go around the neighborhood and gather up everybody's kids. And we'd ride, they'd have hay on the wagon, and we'd lay on the hay and sing songs and stuff like this. And the people we did that in the wintertime, and in the summertime, we just used wagons, and it was hay rides. And we got to see all our friends and everything. It was really nice.
Did you have any interesting jobs that you had?
I did. I had, when I was first out of high school, I waited 6 years before I went to college. And before I went to college, I was working for the Atomic Energy Commission in Idaho. Mm-hmm. They have a national reactor testing station there. And it was at that national reactor testing station that they first made electricity from from atomic power. Rather, that was a very interesting job. I started out as a mail boy, just carrying mail around to different offices. But later on, I became a security guard. And one of the things I did that was interesting, if they'd move a reactor from the area where they worked on it to the area where they tested it, we had a big locomotive that was shielded. It had real thick armor all over it, and it was enough to stop radiation. And so I'd have to go with this locomotive and be there when they hooked onto the reactor that was on a railroad dolly, and we'd pull it 2 or 3 miles to a safe place to test it. And so I saw a lot of interesting things going on.
Your mom let you go all over the place?
Yeah, in those days, you know, right now I don't like to let my grandkids go by themselves anywhere, you know, because different things are happening in the world than happened back in those days. Our moms just let us run around anywhere we wanted to, and it wasn't a problem. Any mom would feed you if you were hungry, wash your face if you were dirty, bandage you if you were bleeding, and spank you if you were naughty. And nobody got mad because, you know, somebody's mom corrected somebody else's kid. They kind of saw it as a partnership and a community type thing, so it really was nice.
Would you do it all over again?
Are you crazy? It's more fun being an old geezer.
We'd like to finish by reading a poem. The Little Boy and the Old Man by Shel Silverstein. Said the little boy, sometimes I drop my spoon.
Said the old man, I do that too.
The little boy whispered, I wet my pants.
I do that too, laughed the little old man.
Said the little boy, I often cry.
The old man nodded, so do I.
But worst of all, said the boy, it seems grown-ups just don't pay attention to me. And he felt the warmth of a wrinkled old hand.
I know what you mean, said the little old man.